Hi, hello, Wiffle Nation, and welcome to episode 4 of Don't Get Wifflimited. Today's episode, yes, we're going back to WSCM, but this episode is a special one. It's new-ish, guys. We have one rookie and a few other second or third year players. I'm your host, Carl Coffey, and our judge slash sidekick today is none other than WSCM veteran. It's his ninth year in the league, Mark Phillips. What's up, Mark?
How you been, Carl?
Not bad. Let's meet that panel. I don't know these guys, but apparently some of them are pretty good. Our first guy is Caden the Truth Irwin. How are you, Caden?
I'm doing all right, Kyle.
All right.
How about you?
Hey, not bad. Listen, next up, Tom, the human highlight film Zeller. What's up, Tom?
Not much, Carl. How's it going?
Hey, good. Moving down the list, we have Preston the Answer Baker. Preston, sweet name. What's up?
What's going on, Carl?
Not much. Listen, rounding out this panel is Cole the Big Fundamental. Kwiatkowski. Did I get that right?
Yeah, close enough. Happy all to right. be here.
And I forgot to say Mark, the Born Ready Phillips. Forgot to say his nickname. We have four questions. Each contestant goes first, second, third, or fourth. The two lowest scores after the fourth question are eliminated. Whoever has the highest score of the two remaining gets to answer first or second for the mystery question. Mark, Born Ready Phillips, he scores it any way he wants. I don't know. I don't know how he's scoring. He's a mystery man. Scores are wiped clean for the final question. Keep the answers around 30 seconds. But who knows how Mark scores. Maybe he wants you to roll longer. So, Mark, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, we already did a WSCM show, and it's actually the number one show in Don't Get Wifflimited history. But I've been talking to Caden. I wanted him on a show, so this is a whole new concept. But he's going to lead off here. Joining a league with so many players, so many established veterans, some of these guys are playing for 10 years, 8, 9 years. It's intimidating. And I remember some people joining WSCM back when I was there, 4th, 5th year, having to face Farkas, Droney, Chandler, getting struck out. They just quit right away. So, Caden, what advice would you give any of these new players about joining a well-established league?
So when I joined, I kind of just was taken under like Travis and Tom's wing and Corbett, which I was lucky to have them. Travis and Corbett being there the longest. They really helped me out with like understanding like strategies and stuff and learning like where to pick up pitches from, when to take, when to not to, and just kind of listen to those guys. They helped me out a lot, call me down to on the mound sometimes, and yeah, I guess just like listening to the older guys on your team, and they'll give you a lot of tips and stuff on what to do, so that really helped.
Solid advice from the young man, Caden. Tom's not so young, but he's new to the league. What do you got, Tom?
First things first, you just go show up, shut up, and play. The veterans are going to start chirping, and once they start chirping, if you get sucked into that, you're going to have a long year. Mark remembers a guy named Chucky Alonghi a couple years ago. Got to chirping with the veterans and got himself into trouble. And first and foremost, if you think you're a stud wiffle ball player, keep your mouth shut and play, right? The best ability is availability. So, most of these guys don't even show up. So show up, shut your mouth, and if you're that good, we'll figure it out in a couple weeks.
That's some hard-hitting tips from Tom Zeller. Some hard loving right there. But we're going to move on to Preston. He's the youngest guy in this panel. What do you got, Preston?
Well, you say I'm the youngest guy in the panel. One of my favorite things to say is I was the youngest draftee in WSEM history for about 8 picks. So, but going in there and, I played backyard wiffle ball, but never anything competitive like that. So it was just kind of getting acclimated to it and seeing the differences between like real baseball and that and how you've got to adjust to it.
Good advice from Preston. He may be young, but that's a hot take. Finishing off is Cole. Okay, what do you got, bud?
Wiffle ball's a young man's game. Ooh. As long as you keep a thick skin, I think you'll be all right.
Wow, short and sweet. That's risky, but maybe Mark respects it. You ready to move on, Mark, to question 2, or do you got anything to say?
No, a couple of those answers were just plain awful, and they know it.
Yeah.
They want to get kicked out quick.
I see Mark's scoreboard on the side, and some people have negative points right now. Moving on, though. If this is the year, and Tom's going to lead this off, if this is the year some of the new players take the leap into WCM stardom, which WCM desperately needs because they haven't had a new star in maybe 5-6 years, just name one first or second year player who will be the next star of WCM.
Caden. Looking at this list, I don't know any of these names. I'm assuming the video that Caden posted in our little group chat was probably Cole. So those two might be pretty good if he's playing college baseball, but they're on the Islanders, so that just puts them, you know, they're done for it. That team's cursed. But
oh, wow.
Caden puts his big boy pants on and pitches from 48 and starts throwing hard. And hits like he did last year, that I don't think any of the new guys will be anywhere near it.
Tom Zeller knows the secret sauce with Mark judging, and that's dissing the Islanders. He probably got a lot of bonus points there. But Preston Baker, he's a young man, but he's a captain. But he's good. What do you got, Preston?
You think I'm going to go against myself on this one?
No.
I'm not going to.
Drink it in.
Yeah, but it also helps that I'm on the Aces, so not the Islanders.
Preston Baker, young, he is managing one of the most historic teams in WSCM history. Is it fair? Does it make sense? No. But Cole K, man of few words. I think he has negative 8 points right now, but he can move up here. What do you got? Who's going to be one of the young guys who makes a name for himself?
Well, I mean, the Islanders just have so much young talent. It's hard to choose from, but I'm gonna go with myself.
That's it. No explanation. Yeah,
nope. I got confidence.
I've never in the history of Don't Give With Lemonade had someone who does so many mic drops. Maybe Mark respects it, or maybe he hates it. I kind of like it.
It's funny.
Let's get this going quick.
But I wish I wouldn't have traded him.
Caden Irwin, he is the next big star of the Islanders. A lot of people have been saying his name. I've heard of him. A lot of people saying he, you know, WSCM next big star in the same conversation with Farkas, Austin Bischoff, Chandler Phillips, Kyle Thompson. They say the next guy on that list is Caden Irwin. What do you got, Caden?
I'm going to have to go with Cole, too, just because, I don't know, the baseball experience, and plus Mark traded him, that just adds more to it, just to give Mark a hard time. But, yeah, I think Mark just said that he wishes he wouldn't have traded him. I think that's going to be true.
Caden's not a cocky guy. He's modest, but most superstars are that way. But question three, we're going to talk about veterans. That's what we know. Mark's now playing in his ninth league. He's been around these veterans a long time. A lot of the great veterans are long gone, but some of them have stuck around. Preston Baker, the young guy, is going to lead off. Preston, whether you're pitching or hitting against them, which WSCM veteran do you fear the most?
So my first ever game in WSCM was Stroni against Kujawa.
Wow,
so
geez.
I mean, I kind of got thrown in the fire right there and had to face off against Stroni. So, I mean, I'm happy to have him on my side this year, but I'm not going to be too happy once I have to go up to the plate against Kujawa.
Preston's young, but he's well-spoken. Not bad there. Cole, on the other hand, has been given one or two-word answers. A lot of people pissed off. Mark's been texting me on the side saying, is this Cole guy for real? Why would you put him on a show? Is he slow? What's his deal? But hey, listen, Cole, I think you're going to redeem yourself here. What do you got?
Mine is definitely Mark.
What?
The trash talk that I've been receiving on Twitter, it honestly keeps me up at night. So it's definitely him.
Another quick answer, but not as quick. And will Mark respect it or say, you know what, I know you're being sarcastic. More negative points, we'll see. Caden Irwin, though. He's probably leading in points. We'll see. Who do you got?
It's kind of a toss-up, but I didn't get to face Travis last year. And I saw what he did to other guys, and I'm kind of worried about that. And plus, like, Chandler, too. You know, it's pretty tough to beat that. He's bound to win. So, and it came from Mark. So, I mean, that's just the formula for success. I don't know. It's a toss-up between Stroni and Chandler for sure. We'll see how it goes, I guess, this year.
What a hot take by Caden. Not sure. He gives a whole bunch of different answers. don't think Mark respects that. Tom Zeller's, he's a little bit older than these guys. He might not be all over the place. What do you got, Tom?
I've played with most of the guys in this conversation, you know, Chandler, Kajal, Estrone. Played mostly with Estrone, but, I mean, hands down, it's Chandler. I've literally seen Chandler throw 15 straight balls, not hit the board, load the bases, and then one pitch K the side. And 18 pitches is a long way to get to nothing. So you when you step up at the plate against Chandler, you're not quite sure if he's going to one pitch K you or throw three in your ear. So that's without knowing what's going to happen from him, that's the hardest one to,
you know. That's awesome, Tom, because when Chandler entered the league in 2012, he was Preston's age. He was an 11th grader, and he did that same crap. He'd load the bases, and we'd be like, just take it, strikeout. Next guy takes it, strikeout. All right, all of a sudden, base load, two outs. All right, be smart. Guy strikes out. Seems like nothing's changed in 8 years for Mr. Chandler Phillips, but here we go for a point update. We have three questions down, one to go. Mark Phillips has been pretty quiet, but he's also been pretty angry because I've been getting texts while doing this show from him. And pretty much, he's been bashing all the panelists. He's pissed off. So, Mark, who's in fourth place?
Fourth place, we have an actual tie between Cole and Preston.
Wow. Wow. Okay. So, who's in second place, Mark Phillips?
Second place goes to Caden. I don't know how, but he is in second place.
No, I get it. I get it. So that leaves Tom Zeller in first place with one question left.
Tom's crushing it, by the way. He doesn't even have to answer this question.
He's built for this.
All right. So Cole is tied for last place, and he gets to go first, which I think is good for him because leading off is when you can get the big points. He's new. Yep. He's a rookie. He's the only rookie on this show, but I don't know if he knows this, but WSM has a national team. And in the national tournament, they had the most championships. So they have a rich history. But the last 2 years, they've been pretty bad. So, Cole, do you think it's time for a complete overhaul of the WSM dads? Or should they just stick with the veterans, be respectful, let the veterans play? What do you got?
It's just the happy medium. I mean, you want the experience, but the raw talent's also needed, too. So
Cole K gets 30 seconds, but he only uses 3 seconds. Full strategy con. Caden Irwin, a lot of people saying he should be the captain of the dads in 2020. What do you got?
Saying that. I don't know about that.
That's what the people are saying. Go.
I think that you have to keep, I guess, young guys. Do you mean by like rookies or like just young in age?
Young guys like you know, second, third year players.
I think you got to have like mostly veterans and maybe like one or two sprinkled like rookies for second, third years in there. I feel like you need experience, and that they've all won at that level. So I feel like putting a bunch of young guys on it like their first year, it would just be brutal. I think it would not end well.
Mark doesn't like that answer, but Tom's been first place. He might just say pass and still be in the finals. What do you got, Tom?
The guys that they take down there, they have the arms to win, but I don't really care if, I mean, they literally cannot give up a run. They hit like 085 last year. So
wow. Research.
They got less hits than Mark got stolen bases in, you know, WSEM last year. Right. So, they do need not an overhaul. Take the arms that they got, take the guys that really you don't see play during the year as much and get those veterans out and pop in a new guy or two. That's what they do. They just got to hit.
TZ with some wise words, Mark. We have one.
Can I ask a question, Carl?
Of course.
Tom, now, I don't know if you – I know you can bat up to six, correct, in the tournament?
That's correct.
And WSEM always bats four. And they're only batting, like you said, .085 or whatever. Would you bat six just to see if you can get a hot guy that might be on the bench? Or would you stick with four batters?
I'll meet you in the middle, actually. I'd hit five. I'd use the DH. I'd bring one guy that literally Like, they used to bring Stroney just to throw, right? Now, if he hits 300 like he did last year, maybe Stroney should hit. But bring a guy that just rakes, like a 2014 Dennis Pearson. I don't know if we have that guy in the league, but bring somebody that can just hit five, and then you can swap that guy out with the sixth person sitting on the Keystone light cooler.
Well, what a hot take. And actually, during the Alex Shore years, Mark Phillips, he used to bat five. So I think Tom deserves some bonus points there. But there's a guy in this panel named Preston Baker. He's tied for last. He's still a minor. And he's like, what? There's a national tournament. What's that? He doesn't know. Dads? What kind of name is Dads? He's confused. But if he blows you away, Mark, maybe he'll overtake Caden into the finals. What do you got, Preston?
Hey, you know, the Dream Team even had a college player on it in Christian Leitner. So I think we got to get the age a little bit younger there, but a lot of these rookies are kind of scared away by David Castle. So, I mean, you do what you can. So, we'll see what they do with that.
It is funny what happened, because when this tournament started, WSCM's oldest guy was like 21, and now all these years later, all of a sudden we're this old man team. What the heck happened? But we're going to give the floor to Mark. He's been a great judge. Great judge. We just had a scoring update, but we're going to say who's in fourth place, and then whoever's in fourth place is going to give a goodbye speech and then just hang up and leave. We never talk to us again. Who's in fourth?
Unfortunately, with that last answer, Preston Baker, you are in fourth place.
The PB man from Flatline.
He's just Tatum because I won't make a trade with him.
Yeah, not going to lie. I don't know how he finished behind Cole. No offense, Cole.
What trade is he? Am I allowed to ask her?
See you, Preston.
I'll see you.
All right. Third place, Mark. What do you got?
I think we all know who this is. Cole, you were awful.
Jeez. Yet he finished in third.
Thank you.
Last words, Cole. Man, a few words. That's a magic
number. Thanks for having me.
Oh, man. He sticks with his theme. Man, a few words. Okay. So that means our championship is Caden versus Tom. Who's in first place, Mark?
Tom by like about 50 points. Wow. It's pretty, so
scores are wiped clean. Tom, you want to go first or second for the mystery question, which is, do you play before July 4th? It's very simple. You want to go first or second?
I'll go.
Alright, Tom Zeller, do you play wiffle ball before July 4th for WSCM? What do you got?
Yeah, we start June. I told Corbett the little stay at home thing ends on the 15th. I said, where are we playing on the 16th is wow. What I said, but he didn't want to hear it. I think we start in June, get 20 games in.
Hot take from Tom. Not sure if Mark likes it, not sure if Mark cares about this question, but this is the question. Caden Irwin's been killing everything on this show. The next big WSCM superstar, what do you got, Caden?
I think that we start probably like mid-June, maybe have a later season shortened. I just don't know that some of the guys probably aren't comfortable. I'm sure there's some captains that aren't comfortable playing. I know there's some people that aren't ready to get back to it. I mean, I'm ready. I'm down for whatever. But I think that we'll probably have a shortened season, start mid to late June, maybe second, third week in there.
Oh, man.
That's what I'm thinking.
I mean, listen.
Tom, how many games are we going to play this year?
16.
How about you, Caden?
What do you play, four in a day? I'd probably say 18, 20. I'm going to go 20.
18 to 20.
Including right. Playoff games, if you include all those.
Wait a second. So you're saying
You can't include the playoff games.
Oh, wow.
Because the Islanders are going to be done in the first one, so you're going to have four less games than
everybody else. I'm saying, like, whoever gets to the from the bottom of the ladder all the way up.
All right, Mark, you heard the two answers there. Tom saying mid-May. Caden saying mid-June. Who's in second place?
This was tough. I mean, they both basically said everything the same, but Caden kind of screwed himself. He lost a half a point at the end when he said something about how many games we were playing. So Caden is in second place.
Not bad. For someone on the Islanders, you did pretty well. Mark hates you guys. Yeah. What do you got to say?
I appreciate the call. Hopefully I'm wrong and Tom's right. We get back in mid-May. I'm ready to play.
Wow, a humble superstar. Just what WSEM needs. Caden, you've been a joy. You might be the next phase of WSEM, and we thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Carl. Appreciate it.
So winning is Tom Zeller. He's a little bit older than the other guys, a little bit more well-spoken. I mean, when you're in your teens, early 20s, you know, it's intimidating. But Tom, he stepped up, and he won. You got 30 seconds to say anything you want, Tom.
Well, thanks, Carl. I appreciate you running this and getting Mark involved, because Mark's always a good time on these podcasts. I won the draft value tournament. I won Wiffle Eliminated episode 4. We'll see if there's more championships coming this summer.
Everything Tom touches, Mark, turns to gold.
I like Tom. He's a Notre Dame fan too. So yeah, Tom's a good guy.
All right, our next show is something near and dear to Tom Zeller, because a league called Oracle reached out to me and they want to be on Don't Get Wiffle Eliminated. Some of the biggest names in Orville history will come on for the Gauntlet of Fury. So, Mark Phillips, thank you for judging. And the panel, Cole Kay, who, my gosh, I don't think he prepped at all. Caden Irwin, Tom Zeller, Preston Baker. What a great panel. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next time for episode 5. See you.